Good afternoon, Acadiana. What is going on? Your boy, Gerald Grunick from KLFY News 10, filling in for the one and only Jordy Hultberg. It's been a while, baby. Got the juice rolling on a Thursday afternoon. Acadiana eats Thursday. This Thursday. What's today, Clint? The 15th, baby. Right?
We're in the middle of the month of August.
It's
hot as hell right about
hey-o.
Now.
Hey, no, I don't mind the heat, baby. You know what they say, right? If you can't stand it, get on out, brother.
Stay out that kitchen.
We're happy you're in your car, in your home, maybe out on the job site listening to 103.7 The Game, baby. We appreciate it because we're going to get rolling real quick right here on this day, Thursday, August 15th, 2019.
The next one on Albert. He bounces it by the mound and out of the reach of the shortstop. That's going to get in one. That is going to likely get in another. Calhoun will score. Albert ends up at second base on the throw-in from the center fielder Marte. And the Angels do add on and take a 6-3 lead.
There's a destination, a little up the road. Swing, and there's a high drive into center field. Going back, still going back, is Canna at the wall. He leaps. Goodbye. It's a three-run homer onto the net above the Giants' garden for Mike Yastrzemski right over the 399 marker. 13th home run of the year for Yastrzemski.
Here's the 3-2. Swinging a drive in the air toward left field. Allen going back, still going back. He turns. He looks up. And that ball is off the top of the wall. It's over. It is gone. Another home run for Xander Bogaerts. It's a three-run shot and some breathing room for the Red Sox 5-1 ball game.
Pick yourself up off the side of the road with the elevator balls and you win flash tones. Members only.
What is going on, Acadiana? How we doing? How we doing? Grooving on a Thursday afternoon, baby. Boy, it's hot outside, but it's cool in here, man, and I ain't mad about it. Clint, what's going on, brother? How you doing, Clint?
I'm doing good, man. How you been, brother? Back inside the 237 Roof Studios. It's been a hot minute.
Clint, it has been a while, man, and I can tell you, it feels good to be back in this chair, man. I don't know who's been kissing on this microphone cover right here, so I'm going to keep some room. I'm just kidding. I'm comfortable with everybody.
Well, thankfully, it's not Alan Michael anymore.
Yeah, I'm comfortable.
Because he would definitely get mighty close, and you know, sometimes the spirit of the hype would wind up dripping a little bit on that microphone.
Drip, we dripping, dude. Hey, look, man, it is so fun to be back in here, and you know, I love filling in for Jordy, right? Because in the land of TV, you know, Passepartout 2 runs about 2.5 hours each and every morning, Monday through Friday, on KLFY News 10. That 2-4 shift, man, that's when RP3 hollered at your boy. I said, absolutely, count me in. Can't fill in tomorrow, though, because KLFY is going to be on the road in Delcom. We'll be in Delcom. We'll be in Delcom for the Shrimp Festival.
So I'm over-under, like, you're going to be wearing the Delcom Reeboks?
You know, I had a pair of white Delcom Reeboks.
And yes!
You know what's funny is when you – get around the New Orleans area, a lot of people expect to see that look in the St. Bernard, Chalmette area where here it's the, you know, the Delcom Reebok style. I had a pair that recently ripped in the last year, and I have not replaced them.
Oh, man, that's disappointing.
My white ones originally brought me to festivals. I did many a weather live shots. I was one of the few in the proud, and they were broken in, man. They were dirty. They were funky. The soles were worn. I mean, I wore them enough for them to rip, so it was definitely time for me to retire those. In fact, I left them under a dock in on Lake Arthur, man. Left them on under a dock in Lake Arthur.
They sitting under the dock of the bay?
That's it, baby, without a doubt, man. So I'm going to get rolling. Here we go, Clint D. It's good to see you.
It's great.
I'm excited about the show we have. We got some Lanyap keeping it a little different.
Keeping it a little loose.
No local TV stars on today. No, just
George Faust is too busy?
George, no local TV stars out of New Orleans, nothing out of the Mississippi area TV.
No Tim Rebo. I think that was the thing I was most disappointed about because I lost a dollar.
Look, that's what I hear.
With Raymond.
That's what I hear. RP3 and you had a little competition, a little
side
bet. A little bit of this, a little bit of that.
Yeah. Well, like I said, he's like, you got Gerald Gruding. He's filling in on Thursday. I was like, okay.
All right. Tim Rebo.
Like, immediately, I was like, I'll bet a dollar Tim Rebo.
And somebody in TV from New Orleans or Faust or Horchak. Those are my go-tos.
Well, Horchak's up in Fun Row.
Yeah,
so
he is.
He's got a whole different schedule than you and I. So
Without a doubt. So Jeff is actually doing well. Just a quick little Jeff Horchak update. He's up in Moreau holding it down. I had brunch with Brothers Who Brunch on Sunday at Social. Had a fantastic meal, and we had a lot to talk about, as we do today. Man, let me tell you, the New Orleans Saints right now, I know an article that is circling around social media right now, a lot of talk about New Orleans setting the new record so far this year with preseason viewership at the local market, at the local market level. There we go. It wasn't broadcasted to the masses, but obviously all of the I-10 corridor and throughout the course of the Gulf South locked in to the New Orleans Saints. So want to talk a little bit about my thoughts, because I don't know when I'm filling in again, to be honest with you. So I got to make it count. You know what I'm saying? I got to make this one count, baby, for real. So we'll talk obviously a good bit of Saints, some LSU, some UL. Plenty of football, man. It's my favorite. I remember I used to fill in a good bit during the dog days of camp, and we're kind of past that. Obviously, we're almost to game planning week for this weekend. But be 2 weeks till the start of college football, and that's when colleges start to prepare. They normally take, you know, obviously the first month or 3 to 4 weeks to focus on them. The last two to prepare for game number one. So obviously. Things about to heat up in the college football ranks. Preseason has this area more excited than any other NFL area in the country.
Yep.
And we're even 2 hours west of where the team is. But you know that Saints' strength is strong throughout the course of the region for sure. Definitely want to touch on that.
And y'all Cats are going to have the game this Sunday.
Yeah, Caleb Wine News 10, we got it going on, baby. We're going to have it on Sunday.
The National Chargers. Televised.
We've got some friends down in San Diego.
Los Angeles now.
Yeah, right. I know. I do a really bad job of that.
It's all right, dude. It's so hard to get used to saying Los Angeles Chargers. It took them years to be saying Los Angeles Rams again.
Well, I think it's so easy because you used to just say the Rams.
Well,
right?
I
never used to say the St. Louis Rams. I would just say the Rams. I felt like I always said the San Diego Chargers. Now we're at a spot where, you know, the L.A. Chargers, the Los Angeles Chargers.
Just wait for the Las Vegas Raiders, how hard that's going
to
be.
Well, you see, to me, I always refer to them as the Raiders.
The Raiders.
That's it. So I don't know if that'll be too big of a problem for me. Obviously, the New Orleans Saints and the Chargers, two teams pretty respected in their divisions, right? AFC, NFC, two top dogs. So it'll be a good week. I know, obviously, the practices are going on right now. I've been watching my Hard Knocks on HBO. Just got done watching Hard Knocks. To be honest with you, that's why I was running in here at 1:56, because I felt like I had to finish getting in my John Gruden before I made my way into the studios.
I mean, all you had to see was the feet, right?
I had to. Look,
the agony of the defeat.
The agony and the defeat, for sure. They were definitely in there, man. So, AB, obviously the big question mark. I know he's put out some social media stuff since then, and you know, it was a good one this last Tuesday. And, of course, you know, your boy's catching up on a Thursday. So I'm excited about our guest today, though. Two good friends of mine, both holding it down in their media perspectives, right? I have my boy Snow Beasy, Devin Snow. He's going to be joining us with Hold the Mayo. Hold the Mayo's on social media. I don't know if he's got the website up and running yet. He'll be able to plug away for Hold the Mayo. What they're doing right now, and Devin's been going back and forth with me for a couple of months, trying to figure out how he can develop what has turned into, I mean, you talk about what Barstool Sports is now. You talk about what the social media vibe is of sports all across all platforms, right? Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. I have my favorites on different media outlets, right? On different social media outlets that I follow. You know, on Facebook, it's one thing. On Instagram, I kind of follow this for their updates. On Twitter, I follow multiple. So Devin Snow, Hold the Mayo, CEO and founder of Hold the Mayo, is going to be joining us. We're going to talk all things. Man, look, Devin, to be honest with you, speaking of Alan Michael, Snow Beasy, he can kind of bring up the thoughts and have people reminiscing about Alan Michael. Not when it comes necessarily to the hype. He brings the juice, but his delivery is a little different. But he's the full spectrum of all things sports. He's into the UFC, MMA, he's into wrestling, and he's into football. Of course, obviously, I want to talk a little about the Pelicans today because I just don't know, like I said, when I'll be back. Did you see Zoe's arm tat yet, Clint? Did you see that?
I have not, but I've heard plenty about it.
Yeah, you know, it's one of those things that's cool.
I mean, didn't he cover up the big Baller Brand tattoo?
You know, I don't know if that was the arm. Maybe that would take a little bit more research on my end that I probably won't do, but I did see the tattoo with all of the, you know, massive, obviously, African-American, you know, important figures. And throughout the history, obviously, there's plenty. He's got a couple on his arm. And it's a cool tat. I don't know if I'd go that route just because I'm not a big ink guy. But I think it is cool. And, you know, I'm excited to see how the balls do in the Big Easy, baby. So we'll talk a little bit about the new Pelicans lineup because I haven't been on since the Pels have become a thing with this whole new lineup with Zion being drafted. I mean, it's been really, really exciting down in New Orleans. You know, my mom actually got to the point and look, the Grunigs were on deck, baby, when it turned into, hey, how are we going to keep this team around? How are we going to keep the Hornets and then what would soon end up being the Pelicans in the Big Easy? How would they stay? You needed to fan up. You needed to be in. I'm in New Orleans. I'm in Drew Brees. I'm in Morris Bart. I'm in various Mitch Landrieu, whatever it was from across the New Orleans area. Who was in on keeping the Hornets around? And myself, my mother, my younger brother Samuel, who our second guest, and we'll get to that, Wes Barnett, his former teammate down at Nichols State. He's got his own sports talk radio show, The Locker Room at Wes Barnett, 96.9 WPMO in Mississippi. The Bay Area, baby. I say the Bay Area in Mississippi, definitely not Northern California. I think he's in Gulf Breeze. I'm pretty sure he's in he's definitely on the Mississippi Gulf Coast, and that's the way we like it. When's the last time we had somebody from the Mississippi Gulf Coast on 103.7 The Game? He's a character now. I got two characters coming on this radio show today. Woo! And let me tell you, bro, woo! It's going to be a good one.
We've got a third character, man, in that host chair inside the 237 Roof Studios presented by Lafayette Roof and the good brother Gerald Grunig in the house.
Yeah, we're here, man. So we're definitely going to get it rolling. I'm excited to bring on BC the Snowman at about 2:30. Coming up in a few minutes, though, I'm going to give you my opening take, if you will, on all things sports. And you know this, if you want to call the Ardco Equipment Hotline, you can give me a shout at 337-706-0111 during the break. You know me, baby. We can talk whenever, whatever. If you want to talk music, let's talk music. You want to talk food, we can talk food. Acadiana East Thursday, let's get it. Download the app. If you want to talk, the Delta Media app as well. 103.7 The Game. Come on, baby. Let's plug it all. And then, you know, if we want to talk sports, that's what we're here to do. Feel free to chime in. We're going into this break. We'll have much more coming up after this on 103.7 The Game. The Ardco Equipment Hotline is open one more time at 337-706-0111. Baby, Clint D, tell them where we are, and we'll be back.
We'll be back after this right here on Acadiana Sports Station, 103.7 The Game and 103.7thegame.com. Jared Grunig, he got a lot to talk to you about. So let him talk to you after this.
Who's got game and who's the next big thing at LSU? Jordy Hultberg will set you straight on Acadiana Sports Station, 103.7 The Game.
Yo! Up all night to get lucky, baby. Ain't mad about it. What's going on, Acadiana? 103.7 The Game, 103.7thegame.com. We're rolling in the 237 Roof Studios presented by Lafayette Roofing. I'm Gerald Grunick from KLFY News 10. Paspa, too sweet, baby. Trying to wake you guys up on a Tuesday afternoon. Look, man, I know the 2 to 4 at work You're in grind mode right now, right? I'm lucky enough where I work the morning shift, so normally 2 to 4, your boy can maybe catch a little nap if he needs to. But today I'm rolling like an 18-wheeler, baby, like my boy Big Papa say. Bow, 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 bow. Let's get it. Look, man. So obviously super excited to be filling in today. We do have at 2:30. Devin Snow is going to be joining us from Hold the Mayo. Once again, social media, Hold the Mayo, doing some unfiltered sports. Definitely, dude's a character, and I'm excited to have him on to talk all things New Orleans sports specifically today. Obviously, he's a big LSU Saints guy, and as we all are, we look forward to hearing each and every day about the Saints and Tigers, because why wouldn't we? And maybe we'll get some wrestling talk in. I meant to wear a wrestling shirt today. I just forgot to, all right? And then joining us at 3 o'clock is Wes Barnett. Sports talk radio host out of Mississippi on the coast, baby, 96.9 WPMO, the locker room. So Wes, obviously, good friend of mine, become a good friend of mine. He played football with my younger brother, Sam. You guys know if you keep up with Gerald Grunig, man, my boy Sam, my younger brother, that's my guy. So we obviously have shared some of the same friend groups over years. You know, we got a 6-year gap between us, but it doesn't matter. When there's love, right? Like, you know, most of my friends here in Acadiana are all a lot older than me, but I still love them. You know, like, it don't matter. Age is just a number. So anyway, we got the young bull, Wes Barnett's going to be joining us at the 3 o'clock hour. So as I take a sip of water real quick, Clint D., how are you, man? I gotta get rid of this chapness. Let me walk out the door 1 second. Clint,
you
man.
You little chap.
I got to get a little something. Rolling real quick. Dude, how have you been, man? You been holding it down?
Oh, dude, I've been holding it down inside the 237 Root Studios, my good brother. Been definitely kind of keeping it busy with a lot of the changes going on around here. Definitely been quite busy.
Turn and face the strange.
I was hoping you would catch on that one.
Of course, man. How could I not? All right, so.
How's the music stuff been, man?
Dude, you know, man, I've been rolling, man. I really have been enjoying my current situation at KLFY, man. Monday mornings, we obviously do the Acadiana Music Spotlight. Tuesday mornings, we do the Acadiana Eats Live. Wednesday, I'm normally out and about or it's Hunt, Hook, and Cook, which is the outdoor segment. Thursdays, Acadiana Eats. Fridays, I've been live. Got 3 gigs with Gentilly Zydeco coming up in the fall. We've got one August 31st, baby. The Creole Renaissance Festival. The Creole capital of the world. Rain, Louisiana. The Rain Civic Center. My boy Dustin Cravens. Love his promos. They're the best. The Prince of Promotions. So that'll be August 31st. Then we've got Plate Lunchapalooza with Soul Creole. Will be a good one. Gentilly Zydeco is going to play after them. Gentilly Zydeco, if you guys didn't know, is my band. Our band. But mostly my band, because why else would anyone from around here name their band Gentilly Zydeco? If you didn't know, your boy's from New Orleans, and he's from Gentilly. You heard me. Look, that'll be on September 14th at Sugar Mill Pond, Plate Lunchapalooza, the Plate Lunch Festival in Acadiana. And then, of course, we're going to play Black Pot Festival, which is just a wild festival in itself. It's put on by Louisiana Folk Roots. It's all to grow, continue, and what's the word I'm looking for? Continue to grow Cajun Creole culture throughout the world, especially here in Southwest Louisiana. All that money goes back to that, and that festival is one of a kind, man. People camping out at Vermilionville, it's crazy. Friday and Saturday night, October 25th and 26th, I do believe. So the fall is going to be nuts. Definitely looking forward to football season. Look, man, I'm the first one to tell you, preseason football gets me more excited than week one of the NFL, because this is the storylines, obviously, all come to life. You get to see everything truly, truly, truly develop in front of your eyes. You get to see the next special team star. You get to see who may be a factor. You get to see the Taysom Hills of the world develop, right? I think how lucky are we as Saints fans and New Orleans Saints supporters, the most of us anyway, the bulk of us. And if you want to chime in, Ardco Equipment Hotline is open at 337-706-0111, where we have so much passion and care for our second and third string quarterbacks, right? I mean, geez, how many preseason teams, how many people turned off the game because, you know, they just don't care who's backing up Joe Blow. And I say Joe Blow, they don't care who's backing up anybody. It doesn't matter where you're at. Here, man, invested interest, obviously, with Drew Brees and Teddy Bridgewater. Obviously, Drew, we never know when he's going to hang him up. If they win a Super Bowl, will he do it? Probably. Will he be the type that goes another year if they do win the Super Bowl this year? You know, I never set the bar really high for the Saints because I don't like being disappointed. So I'm thinking they go 7-9, but hopefully that is definitely not the case. You know, obviously the last 2 years have given me reason to start changing that philosophy when it comes to the new season. I've just decided to buckle it down, man. So we're gonna roll with 7-9, and they're gonna prove me wrong, which would be fantastic. But man, seeing the future possibly in New Orleans with Teddy Bridgewater, seeing the future possibly with Taysom Hill. I mean, look, I don't know if there's a guy in the NFL, and I'm not a huge Tim Tebow. I'm not a huge, I love grinders. I do. But, you know, the pedestal guys don't necessarily do much for me. Like, I'm probably that guy most of the time when people are like, man, I love that guy. He's this, that, and the other. And you know what's funny is normally the guys that drive me crazy are the ones that I'm probably the most like. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you're high energy, very enthusiastic, and you're playing football in the NFL, chances are I'm like, look, dude, I get it. You know, like, you're a pretty good athlete. You're a good role player, fantastic leader. But I'm just not going to sit here and necessarily be like your guy. Like, I'm not going to buy a Tim Tebow jersey. You know what I'm saying? Nor would I when he was in Denver. But, look, I love the dude, and I respect what he did. Obviously, super, super impressive what he was able to accomplish with so many people against him. Fast forward that. Though Clint D, obviously holding it down as a broadcaster. And, you know, anyway, so back to Taysom Hill. Taysom Hill definitely has one of those storylines, right, where he's just a player for the people, man. It's like, yeah, he is. And I think he's good, but I'm just glad that the NFL is getting to a point where they're starting to try out different guys in different positions and trying to incorporate good football players, because I've always been a huge believer that good football players can play anything. You know, and I know the old school NFL guy may tell you I'm an idiot and I don't know what I'm talking about. I wouldn't agree with that. But I do think there is a spot on the field for good athletes and good football players. And I'm not saying it's offensive and defensive line, but I really think at the skill position or the big skill positions, you can definitely figure out a way to make an impact, even if you do play a main position where you're not looking like, quarterbacks. How many great quarterbacks have been playing in the NFL that could have been fantastic in a realm or in a position, in another position, but they've never gotten that shot because they play quarterback, which is one position on the field, and you get stuck behind a star, then what do you do, right? So I like Taysom Hill. I'm glad that the fan base is so excited about him. I'm glad the fan base, I think, is excited about Teddy Bridgewater. Is Teddy Bridgewater the quarterback of the future? I don't know. Look, Teddy Bridgewater, I believe his first start with the Minnesota Vikings was against the New Orleans Saints as a rookie, and they won. I was there covering that game a couple of years ago. And, Teddy came in week one and looked impressive. But back to my weird things that I don't like. Teddy Bridgewater, where's the glove on the throwing hand? You know, come on. I'm not a big fan of that. You know, Clint, am I by myself with the glove on the throwing hand? Dude, it just doesn't do it for me. Like, when Big Ben throws on the second glove, yeah. I just don't like, doesn't do it for me.
I think that's just kind of how Teddy is. It's almost like, I mean, you would think about it like basically it's a security blanket like Linus. He definitely has been Teddy Two
like
Gloves.
Linus.
Yeah, you think about it, like, you just have that kind of in there. At a certain point, it just becomes a part of you. And let's say you don't have that glove on you one day, like, let's just say, like, one day you forget to bring the second glove and you out there throwing it, like, your motion is out of whack.
So I wasn't a guy that wore gloves playing center, just to give it the plug, baby. Shout out to the Nicholls State Colonels. I played on the offensive line from 2009 to 2012 down in Thibodaux. The Colonels, the reigning Southland Conference champs, baby, about to break ground on a beautiful new end zone facility. Coach Tim Rebo doing his thing. We're going to speak to a Colonel once again in the 3 o'clock hour. Look, dude, this whole show, I'm going to just roll, baby. I've been telling you all day, I've been rolling, and that trend ain't stopping, man. I really am just so fired up to be filling in for Jordy Hultberg today. We've got some stuff to get to. I see there's a Tiger road trip. There's football fandemonium. We're going to talk all that throughout the course of this show. The Jordy Hultberg Show on 103.7 The Game, live, baby, from the 237 Roof Studios, presented by Lafayette Roofing. I'm Gerald Grinnick from Caleb White News 10, Spot by 2. Coming up at 2:30, Devin Snow, Snow Beasy. Hold the mayo. Hold it. Much more coming up in a few minutes right here on 103.7 The Game.
Taking the hottest topics out there and dousing them in gasoline. It's the Jordy Hultberg Show on 103.7 The Game.
What is going on, Acadiana? We are live from the 237 Roof Studios, presented by Lafayette Roofing. I am Gerald Grunick from KLFY News 10. Big Red, baby, let's roll on a Thursday afternoon. Host of Acadiana Eats, the Acadiana Music Spotlight, Hun, Hook, and Cook. We try to do it all, baby, on Pawspaw 2. If you ain't watching on the in the mornings, baby, what is you doing? 4:30 to 7 a.m., the CBS affiliate, baby, right here in Acadiana, baby, the hub city, Lafayette. Let's get it. All right. So I've been spent the first half hour just yamming away, man. You know, that was exactly my plan. You know, I've had a couple people ask me, what you got on tap for the show? I got a couple of guests and the rest I'm just going to roll, man. So that's a phrase you're going to hear throughout the course of the day many more times. And speaking of rolling, we're going to bring in now Hold the Mayo. Hold it, baby. Hashtag hold it. My good friend Devin Snow, he's got himself a little social media empire growing these days, man. If you're not following him on social media, I would suggest it, man. If you want true unfiltered sports, man, Hold the Mayo's holding it down for sure. We've got its CEO, founder, and big boss of Nova, Snow Beasy himself. Devin Snow, what's happening, brother?
Man, it's happening. You sound so good on the radio.
Man, look, I'm excited to hear that sprightly voice of yours, man. Let's go, dude. Good man, to hear from you, man.
Good to hear from you, brother. As always, I'm just smiling ear to ear as you're talking, doing that whole introduction. That was awesome.
Let's go. Come on, man. Look, just baby steps growing to this point, man. I know you've been working extremely hard on Hold the Mayo. Let's let the people of Acadiana know, Devin. Look, bro, because I don't know if you know this, baby. 103.7 The Game in Lafayette, bro. This is the sports station to be on, man. Let's let them know what Hold the Mayo is all about before we get rolling.
Man, the game. The game. So, look, Hold the Mayo, it's unfiltered. A little twist with it. You know, not something you necessarily watch with your grandma in church, but definitely sports entertainment, right? We're covering all sports. We're covering anything that's entertaining as far as sports are going. Just an example, we posted Antonio Brown's feet last week. You know, absolutely disturbing, but nonetheless entertaining. We're just doing something in New Orleans that we feel is just a wide-open opportunity and a wide-open gap in New Orleans, and that's sports entertainment. That's basically doing what I'm doing. I got a little podcast that we do every Sunday. And starting week one, NFL season, we'll be doing it every Saints away game. It's HTM undressed, like unfiltered. And basically we're, like Gerald said, whamming away.
Let's go, baby. Yeah, man. And I think what's so cool about it, man, with the exception of all the ridiculous New Orleans accents that's on the segments, man, I definitely just love the passion about it, dude. So I'm super happy to have you on, bruh. And I know we've been good friends now for, you know, geez, 14, 15 years, man. So, and this is something you've always wanted to do. So I'm super proud of you for that. Now let's get into the meat, baby, huh? Let's go. Saints season is here, bruh. Devin Snow, man, the first preseason game in the books. How lucky are we that we have a second and third string quarterback that we care about, man?
Yeah, absolutely. And I was going to tell you, man, along with the day just being hot, you know, Danny Etlin is an Atlanta Falcon today. and yeah, it's just a weird start to the day. But as far as the Saints are concerned, man, they're fine. The only thing I'd like to see from Bridgewater, I'd like to see him air it out a little more. I know it's preseason. I know we're super vanilla. I think we're probably the most vanilla in the ice cream shop, the NFL ice cream shop. We're the most vanilla in preseason.
Yeah, I would agree. And preseason is always a little lackluster for the boys in black and gold, for sure. Wouldn't you agree? I mean, it's always a little underwhelming. We always get excited. Obviously, the biggest local TV market ratings in the country. And, you know, let's not forget the Saints lost. But we're still not mad. You know, it is what it is.
We're not mad, man. We're just bringing up some things that happened in past time. That's all.
So, what are your thoughts, man? I know each and every year heading into the Saints season, especially since their true run of 7-9 seasons, man. I know, obviously, some tough games on the slate for the Saints this season. The NFC South is never anything to scoff at, especially if Matt Ryan and Cam Newton are playing well.
Right.
You know, I just wonder, you know, I set the bar at 7-9, hoping it gets what's the word I'm looking for? Hopefully I'm wrong, right? Proven wrong.
Yeah, so you're at 7-9.
That's normally what my approach heading into the year. So ooh. I don't break my heart. So my heart doesn't get broken, bro. Let's go.
Yeah, I know, man, and I know where you're from, so I understand because I know you understand. Here's the deal. I'd say this year 11-5. Okay, and I'm gonna tell you why. The only reason I think is those games at the end, right? And I don't have the schedule in front of me, but those games at the end, those division games at the end, the ones that the Saints would lose in those 7 and 9 years.
Right.
You know, at the end of the year, we'd fall apart, couldn't win those games that would get us in. I think that's the games this year. I know we play either Carolina or Tampa last 3 weeks of the season, two times, I believe. Don't hold me to that. But those games are the ones that the Saints are going to win this year, and I firmly believe in it. I just believe this is the most structured Saints team that we've had since the Super Bowl, and I just think that we're built to win, barring health. That's the main thing, barring health.
Joined now by Devin Snow, a.k.a. Beezy the Snowman, Snow Beezy of Hold the Mayo, baby. Make sure you check him out. Hey, where can people follow Hold the Mayo, by the way, on social media before we keep rolling, baby?
Yeah, man. Well, come on in. The water's fine, right? We on all platforms. We on Facebook at Hold the Mayo NOLA, exactly how it sounds. We're on Instagram at Hold the Mayo underscore IG. Sorry about the underscore. We'll work on that. We're at Twitter on Hold the Mayo NOLA. And then YouTube, if you want to see the HTM Undressed podcast, which we have 7 episodes out. And then we also have short servings for anybody that don't want to sit and watch it for an hour. A little short 2-minute, 3-minute servings. And that's on YouTube at Hold the Mayo, exactly how it sounds.
Awesome. And then what's up with the .com, baby? You working on that or what?
Yeah. So give me to the end of August. It's been a
It's been a monster, huh? It's been a monster. I'm with you. So
we're 3 months in.
The end of August. I love it, dude. So, you know, the conversation that's always fun to have. And look, dude, I don't get to fill in enough, so I like to hit the heavy ones on the head when I can, brother. The Ardco Equipment Hotline, by the way, 337-706-0111-1037. The game. You're listening to Gerald Grunick, baby, from KLFY News 10. Let's go. All right. Devin Snow. Drew Brees, man, do you think – here's what people haven't been talking about, right? Everybody's upset about the no call. Don't get me wrong. Is Drew Brees the GOAT? Absolutely. Did I buy the trendy shirt last year, number 9 on the GOAT? I sure did, and I'm not mad about it, all right? Don't make fun of me 2 years from now when that GOAT shirt is all the way at the bottom of the drawer. I'm like, man, I'm not wearing that. But, you know, 15 to 20 years down the road, be like, dang, dude, you still have that shirt? And be like, yes. Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Ariel wants me to clean out my closet, but she doesn't realize what I got gets so much better in the next 5 to 10 years. You know, I'm not wearing it now, but come festival season, when I'm 40, I'm going to be super pumped to have this ragtag New Orleans Saints 2009 divisional champs tee, dude. Like, people get rid of that stuff, man. I hold on to it. I hold it for real,
and,
man.
And I know this for a fact, because what was the jersey? Was it the CP3 Mardi Gras?
Oh, I still have it. I still have my CP3 Mardi Gras. And, you know, hey, thanks for bringing up a sore subject with Katrina. I did have a very cool Baron Davis jersey, so I don't anymore. So, you know. But, hey, it's back to it, though. Katrina, Baron Davis jersey, took it, but we gained Drew Brees, so I'm really not mad. Let's get back to number 9. Drew Brees, does he have the juice in the tank late in the season? Because last year he looked bad, bro. Look, I say that, and I know there's some national media guys that say the same thing, one in particular you're not a huge fan of, and I get it. Uh-huh. But look, dude, the arm is not bad, but it definitely just doesn't have the juice it used to. It comes with age, but does he have enough to play those to carry a team? Because look, the Saints had opportunities after the blown call to win the game and they didn't. So look, it is what it is. Tell me what you think.
All right, so this is what I think. I don't think necessarily it was as much Drew Brees' play at that last five games of last year, as much it was just like the Saints weren't playing good ball. I will say this. Nobody wants to ever bring up the category completion percentage, because it's not a fun thing to talk about.
Right, absolutely.
Completion percentage, right? And Drew Brees broke a record in that. And if you just look at it and you compare it to the Super Bowl year, I mean, the numbers were there regardless of the last 5 games. We still had a magnificent record. I just think that team-wise, overall, from defense to offense, especially throwing the football, like you were saying, I do think that we were just struggling at that last stretch of the year. I think that goes back to my point of what I said about this year, us winning those division games at the end of the year. They know where they struggled last year.
Right.
They know where they struggled last year. They know where their flaws were. They're not in the locker room saying, oh, Drew's arm is wearing out. Leave that to the guy in New York on ESPN.
Right.
What I'm saying is, overall, team-wise, the Saints have to play good at the end of the year, and they know that, and I think they make it a point this year. 11-5 Saints, Drew Brees, another impeccable year.
I'm with you. Yeah. I'm with you. Now, my question for you is, though, does the offense continue to roll without Mark Ingram? I think yes.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, of course, you want to say it right away. You want Kamara to be healthy. But I think offensive line-wise, we're so deep, man. You got good guys sitting on the bench this year. You know what I'm saying? I think that we're running the ball. We're averaging, you know, runs about 3.8, 3.9, somewhere around there. I think we'll be fine with the run game.
Nice, man.
With
love
Davis
to hear.
Great back, man.
So let's dive into the realm outside, man. Look, one of the things I'm looking at, you know, here in the Hub City, baby, we got two well-known, two heavy hitters, two, I believe, champs. Because, look, anyway, let's just get into it. Daniel Cormier and the Diamond Poirier, baby. Come on, man. Did you know they're both from the greater Acadiana area, bro? Let's go, man. I know you've been keeping up with all things UFC on Hold the Mayo, baby. What's up?
Man, I'm so glad you brought that up, man. I really am. This weekend, okay, it'll be UFC 241.
Correct. I knew there was a big fight. Yes. I'm looking at it right now, baby, on the stadium, right? Isn't that what that is, Clint? Yep. Okay, right. Perfect.
Yep.
Go ahead.
Cormier and Stipe. And look, guys, please, if you haven't watched Daniel Cormier fight, and not just fight, his wrestling's incredible, please watch this fight. Pay the $60, whatever it is. Daniel Cormier is a true professional when it comes to the octagon, and the best part about it is he looks like your dad.
Yep.
Right? He don't look like he's gonna tear somebody up. He does.
He's a
monster. And he does it very. Yes, and I expect him to win that match. You got two fights before that. The only one I really want to talk about real quick, Gerald, is that Nate Diaz.
Yes.
Versus Pettis fight. That is going to be the best fight of the night, hands down.
Now,
that's all I'll say.
No. What gets you excited about it so much, man? Because we cover here on 103.7 The Game plenty of UFC talk for sure, and that's why I said there was this guy, Alan Michael. He used to host a show from 9 to 11, and a lot of UFC talk. I feel like a lot of people, baby, want to hear you, man. Why are you so excited about that Diaz fight?
All right, so look, Diaz, a man's man, right? True underdog.
A man's man.
look, man, a man's man. A man's man, true underdog. I mean, everybody knows he beat McGregor the first fight. And look, he didn't have to tap him out. He was pounding him. He could have did whatever he wanted. The second fight was a wash, in my opinion. I'm not being biased or anything like that. It was a wash. Diaz is just underrated, man. He's a rock star. He's everything the UFC needs to continue to get, and they'll continue to grow. Pettis, he'll kick you from the wall. You know, there's a knockout that I shared the other day. On Mayo, he jumped on the cage and kicks mine. This guy's just got unexpected kicks. So both are good wrestlers on the ground as well. Pettis on his back, and then also Diaz, just in general, is just great on the ground, man.
Yeah, without a doubt, man. Well, cool, man. Thanks for the UFC talk. Thanks for filling me in, man. I appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Dude, I want to touch them all while we're here, man. Obviously, the New Orleans Pelicans rocking and rolling. A lot of excitement in the Big Easy and all phases of professional sports, man. Obviously, the Saints season rolling right now like an 18-wheeler, but before you know it, baby, it's going to be tough to park by the blender, man. Look, I'm super excited for the Zion era to begin, but do the Pelicans, Hornets, New Orleans basketball franchise blow another generational talent? Because let's be honest, they have blown two.
No. Just to answer that real quick, David Griffin, and that'll be the reason why not. Just this guy. I mean, come on. This guy, David Griffin, you could tell just within 3 months, 4 months, that he's just making decisions that are way, way, way over some other GM's heads, a la the Lakers, right? and it's just he is just absolutely dissecting this team to where it's built to grow, evolve, and become winners. This year, I don't know, right?
No pressure. But look, dude, let's be honest, man. I think New Orleans as a fan base, when it comes to basketball, look, what matters most, right? The New Orleans Saints and the LSU Tigers. Everything after that, man, it's all kind of lanyap at this point, right? Like when the Pelicans are playing good, people get excited. When they're not, people are like, oh, the Pelicans are trash, and or, oh, they're rebuilding, you know, first year this, first year that.
Right.
It's like, well, dude, hey, let's talk, man, because young players in the NBA, one young player, multiple stars, right? Man, you Drew Holiday and Zion Williams need to be in the playoff mix, let's be honest. Like, if they're about it, for real, because that's what it takes, man. Like, if Zion's as good as advertised, I don't want to put pressure on him, but if he is as good as advertised, look, it doesn't take long for those teams to get rolling. Let's just be honest. Drew's got to stay healthy. Yeah. I don't know if you're a big Drew Holiday fan. Yeah,
I am. Look, I'm an evolving Drew Holiday fan. I was a huge Drew Holiday fan when we got him from Philly, just because he was just all around talented, and we just kind of did something with Drew that I wasn't expecting, and he became a really good two as time went on. And defensively, he is the most underrated two guard in the game. I mean, it's 100% defensively. Drew Holiday, and when I think Lonzo Ball coming into the mix, that's two defensive guards right there. The Pelicans look good up top, and what the cherry on the top was for me was them signing J.J. Redick, because that was a guy that I was screaming about for years and years, that I wanted the Pelicans to get somebody like that. And basically that puts that to where you got good defense, solid defense up top, but you also got a guy that can wing it, right?
Yep,
you got a guy that can just yam it. And when I say yam, I mean just yam it from the three-point line.
That's what I'm talking about, baby.
It's look, it looks good. Like I said, I don't know about this year, but I do think that they'll be contending. I do think they'll be contending. And by next year, yeah, the Pels should be playoff. If Zion is what we're expecting, what's on the label, right, what's on the television, what we're seeing, if he's that, yeah, we're going to be fine.
All right, baby. Devin Snow, man, how'd it go, man? You enjoyed it?
Oh, man, I'm just having an absolute blast. I feel like I'm at Celebration Station in 2004.
That's what I'm talking about, dude. Hey, Snowbeezy, tell them one more time where they can keep up with Hold the Mayo on social media, baby. We're wrapping it up.
Yeah, real quick rundown. Facebook, Hold the Mayo NOLA, exactly how it sounds. Instagram, Hold the Mayo _IG. Twitter would be Hold the Mayo NOLA as well. And then you can catch all of HTM Undressed, our unfiltered sports entertainment podcast. You can catch that on YouTube. Hold the Mayo, exactly how it sounds.
Snowbeezy, thank you so much for joining us on 103.7 The Game, my brother. Get back to pushing that iron, bro. Have a great day, all right, my man?
Absolutely, brother. I had a great time, and I appreciate it, Joe. Thank
of you. Course, of course. Devin Snow, ladies and gentlemen, man, the founder and CEO of one of my favorite social media unfiltered sports channels, right, without a doubt. They're a trip, man. Like Devin said, maybe not something you want to show your grandma, but I think most young Louisiana sports fans will get a kick out of the stuff they're doing. And you know, look, dude, I just appreciate the grind that they're putting in and trying to build something from scratch. So anyway, I'm Gerald Grunick. Don't forget, you're listening to 103.7 The Game. We are live from the 237 Roof Studios, presented by Lafayette Roofing. That ARCO equipment hotline will be open one more time before the 3 o'clock hour, 337-706-0111, 103.7 The Game, and 103.7thegame.com, baby. Let's go.
Listening to the Jordy Holtberg Show on Acadiana Sports Station 103.7 The Game. Want to get in on the action? Call us up on the ARCO Equipment Hotline at 337-706-0111.
What is happening with you, baby? Let's get it on a Thursday afternoon. Your boy Gerald Grunick holding it down from KLFY News 10. Man, oh, man. Super excited to be filling in for Jordy Holtberg once again, man. The first hour, as it always does, flies by on the show, man. Look, dude, 2-4, man, is just it's a roller coaster for sure, man. Super excited for everybody to be joining us today. 103.7 The Game and 103.7thegame.com. We're live from the 237 Roof Studios, presented by Lafayette Roofing. The ARCO Equipment Hotline open at 337-06-0111. 337-706-0111, man. So obviously, you know, just put a bow on things with Devin Snow. Hold the Mayo, man. You know, their big thing, hold it. Like, hold on, man. Let's wait before we cross that bridge, man. Enjoy talking Saints, Pelicans, the UFC fighting. Obviously, some big fights this weekend. Just confirmed another guest in the 3 o'clock hour, ladies and gentlemen. A little lanyard for you, baby. You heard me. Look. We got a Bad Chad Broussard, baby. One of the area's most known boxers. Obviously, Chad's retired now, but he helps put on some fights in and around Acadiana, and I think it's extremely important what he's doing. And I think this first hour of the show, talking about Bad Chad and his fights coming up at Evangeline Downs, you know, it's one of these things where I personally feel like these guys that are grinding out trying to grow something, you know, it's outlets like this, it's opportunities like this that make all the difference. And it's part of the reason why I love my job so much. Being able to fill in here at 103.7 The Game and 103.7thegame.com, also at KLFY News 10, man, because you get to give people a voice that may not all the time have one. So glad we can have Devin on. He's trying to grow his sports entertainment empire, right? I believe he's got a couple thousand followers on his social media, so that's good, man. Excited to have Devin on, man. Super passionate dude. And Bad Chad Broussard trying to keep boxing alive in Acadiana. So he'll be on with us on the other side of 3:30, I believe. But at 3 o'clock, 96.9 WPMO's own Wes Barnett, the host of The Locker Room. His show starts at 4 o'clock on the Mississippi Gulf Coast. I'm Gerald Grunick from KLFY News 10. This is 103.7 The Game and 103.7thegame.com.
Live from the 237 Roof Studios in Upper Lafayette.
Tigers pull off another miracle.
This is Acadiana Sports Station, 103.7 The Game.
Touchdown, New Orleans.
Streaming live on the 103.7 The Game mobile app and online at 103.7thegame.com.
He struck him out, and the Tigers have won.
This is the Jordy Hultberg Show. Get involved and call 337-706-0111. Follow along at 1037 The Game on Facebook and Twitter. And now it's time. Here's your host, Jordy Hultberg.
Just kidding. What's going on, Acadiana? It's KLFY News 10's Gerald Grunick filling in for the one and only Jordy Hultberg. So excited to be here on 103.7 The Game and 103.7thegame.com. 237 Roof Studios, presented by Lafayette Roofing. Artco Equipment Hotline has been rolling so far today, 337-706-0111. Man, super excited to have our next guest on. You know, when I talked to him, I told him, I said, Wes, what's up, baby? And you ready to come do some sports talk radio? He said, hey, Gerald, I want to let you know I'm a professional at this now, so I'm going to have to show you a couple things. Well, he's the host of The Locker Room on 96.9 WPMO, Wes Barnett, former Nickel State Colonel and reigning Southland Conference champ. Wes, how we doing, my brother?
I'll tell you what, after that intro, I'm doing much better.
Oh.
Gerald, I want to say, before we get started, Gerald, I want to say I am a huge fan. I followed your career, and you are the guy. You're the man.
I appreciate it, Wes. So, for those at home that don't know, man, how can they keep up with you real quick? I'd like to do this at the beginning and at the end, man. Social media wise, do y'all even have social media on the Mississippi Gulf Coast? Come on, dude.
Whoa. Our Twitter guy is just as attractive as he is good at Twitter, man. I tell you, we have a Twitter at Locker Room WPMO. You can follow us. I mean, hey, I'm not House Street Team Furlback, but I might if you give us some good contact. That's all I'm going to say.
Hey, look, I'm with you, man. So that's it? You know, what about personal branding? Have you learned anything about personal branding? There's no Wes Barnett.
I'll be honest.
I
graduated May 18th, and I started June 1st, man. I don't know much. I know about long snapping, but that's about it.
Nah, stop, man. So the locker room, the show, dude, the base of it, man, obviously, I know – look, dude, if you didn't know, ladies and gentlemen, if you didn't catch on, Wes was a long snapper for the Nickel State Colonels. They just won a Southland Conference championship. He's a young, budding sports radio star. Dude, to the locker room, what is it? What you guys doing? What is it, Monday through Friday? Are you big time like that, dude? Come on, man.
It is Monday through Friday, prime time, 4 o'clock, 4 to 6. We're in South Mississippi. We're located in Pascagoula. We serve the Gulf Coast, talk a lot of SEC, talk some local high school stuff, and naturally, of course, the Saints.
Yes.
Everything around here. We're the only local sports show on the Gulf Coast, first time in 5 years, so a lot of excitement around it, and I'm very lucky to be in this position.
Without a doubt. So let's talk SEC, man. How has that been going from the SLC full throttle to the SEC full throttle? Man, dude, does anybody have what it takes to mess with Alabama?
That's the question every year. You got to look at rivalry games. You know, Auburn always plays big in that game. As much as I want to say it, I don't think Ole Miss will make another back-to-back family year.
They're always a heel, dude. Always a heel for the Crimson Tide, for sure.
That's how it goes. I hate to say it. I think everybody, you know, this isn't a hot take or anything, but I think the only team that could beat Bama is Clemson. Georgia can give them a run. To consistently beat Bama year after year, as long as Saban's there, there's no shot.
Oh, man. So you're not even seeing it, the first weekend or second weekend in November, baby, the LSU Tigers, man? Come on, dude.
LSU, they're great. If it was at LSU, like last year, they have a much better chance of playing at home. But when you go to Title Town, you go to Tuscaloosa, I mean, if they play there for a reason, that's a tough place to play.
And I'm sure I'm the only person that's touched 103.7 The Game's air since the schedule came out that didn't know that Alabama and LSU was November 9th. Always the bye. And then the showdown in T-Town, which, of course, the LSU Tigers and the Alabama Crimson Tide normally gets flexed and put on CBS on KLFY News 10. So we always appreciate that for sure with it being on our airwaves, man. So, when you talk about the Mississippi States of the world, the Ole Misses of the world, the Auburns, the Alabamas, man, who at this point are you most excited to watch when it comes to SEC football this year, man?
There's a lot – speaking strictly for Mississippi, there's a lot to watch. I think LSU has a great recruiting class coming in, and it's going to be interesting to see how those players develop, who can step up. But really, the thing I'm most interested in is how is Ole Miss going to handle Matt Luke?
Yeah,
they got with the whole Hugh Freeze, all that scandal, for lack of a better word.
Yep.
For all that, they brought in Matt Luke to kind of ease the pressure, kind of fly under the radar. And now that all that's over, he has his system in. They have two new coordinators. They have Rich Rodriguez. I mean, you got to win some ball games with Rich Rod. But they have a sophomore quarterback, Matt Corral. I'm very interested to see how Ole Miss is, not this season, but really, I mean, just how they're going to develop and kind of try to get back to that top where they were beating Alabama. So just the recruiting in Mississippi is different than Louisiana because they don't have that for lack of a better word, the flagship. You know, they don't have that one SEC school. They have two. And it just it creates a problem, you know. But I think the SEC is on the come up. They've had some good years, but I think this year it's not wide open, but there's definitely a lot of questions to be asked and a lot of storylines to follow.
Now, would you call the SEC on the come up as a hot take or
– No.
I'm messing with you. As a whole, without a doubt, I think the league definitely will probably be the best it has been in a long time across the board. Yeah, I'm with you, Wes. I want to talk about Mississippi State, though. What do you know about the Bulldogs? And is there any excitement at all for that season to get rolling? And secondly, you know they open up things August 31st with the Cajuns down in New Orleans. Do you get to the Big Easy and cover that one, bro?
I will be at that game. You have no question about that. Mississippi State, they are in a – it's kind of weird. Mississippi State's in a weird spot right now. You know, they have Coach Moorhead, and his system has been going. They had a guy, you know, Nick Fitzgerald, who last year couldn't make the throws that were needed to be in that you know, Coach Moorhead's offensive system. They got Tommy Stevens from Penn State, the guy who was going to replace Trace McSorley. With that around, there is not much to dim the light, the shining light that is Mississippi State. The cowbells are going to be ringing every week. It's a tough place to play. I think Mississippi State really has a shot in the next couple of years. You know, they have Keaton Thompson from the boot, but it's really all about which quarterback, Keaton or Tommy Stevens, who can fill in that Penn State system, that, you know, deep to intermediate passing routes. And I think getting rid of Nick Fitzgerald, letting him graduate, I think Mississippi State will prosper from that. As bad as that sounds, I think having a guy who knows that system and Tommy Stevens and having an athlete like Keaton Thompson, they have a lot of options to go and they have a lot of places to go.
So are you excited about the Raging Cajun Mississippi State showdown in the Superdome, man? Or is there one of hesitation? Like, man, are the Cajuns going to be too much for Mississippi State? Obviously, look, Wes, you know, you played Division I college football. Dude, you know, there's a lot to be said about depth at the SEC level. There's a lot to be said about depth at the Sun Belt level compared to different levels in sports, man. Obviously, we're in the heart of raging Cajun land, but things can get tough. And look, man, I know I've seen the Cajuns put on their fair share of shockers in the sense of Florida, Kentucky, just playing good football games against good SEC schools. Are you expecting this one on August 31st to be a good one?
Well, I think Lafayette has a what they need to do is, like you said, they need to play good football. They need to play good football because when they try to play to their opponent, you know, things can fluctuate. You know that yourself. You are quite the college football player yourself. I think if UL cares about ULL, I don't know the proper term, but if they care about
the debate goes on, but UL or Louisiana officially.
Yeah, go Colonels. That's all I got to say. but I think it'll be interesting strictly because there's so many questions on the Mississippi State side of the ball. And as long as UL can play good football, can play good sound football, and can worry about themselves and not worry about Mississippi State, I think it'll be a game. You know, a lot of people in the Dirty South in Mississippi, that's where I'm from, a lot of people are just kind of writing that one off. But, I mean, if you watched them, you know, the boys from Lafayette, they know the way around a gridiron.
Oh, without a doubt. And I think more and more parity is being built up across college football, man. I mean, geez, think about the Colonels while you were there, man. You played obviously, at Georgia, at Texas A&M. Mm-hmm. You took those guys to the ropes. Y'all beat Kansas. I mean, dude, that's some tough games where, you know, that parity, the recruiting, it's getting tougher and tougher to play big-time college football, and it's getting tougher and tougher for the smaller, big Power 5 schools. And I'm not – look, Georgia was top – and Texas A&M, weren't they both top 10 ranked when y'all took them down to the wire as Colonels, right? Weren't they both highly ranked, right?
We played in both – Kirby Smart and Jimbo Fisher's first game. And you talk about hype. Those places were insane to play. I mean, it's just like, that's just how it was. Georgia was number 9, I think. A&M got ranked a week after. A&M was unranked, but they lost to, what am I thinking of? South Alabama was the one that we were most excited about because, you know, that was the team that, hey, we can compete at this level. But when you play the SEC, we did exactly what UL has to do. We worried about ourselves.
Correct.
We
didn't, there you go.
You know, we didn't look across and say, oh man, there's Isaiah McKenzie, there's Roquan Smith. We didn't do that. We looked as, oh, there's a slot receiver that we have to lock down. There's Jacob Nada, the tight end. It was his first game. He just got drafted this year. We looked at him as players of, that's our job. We need to control them. We need to move them. That's what we did. And I think across the board in those Group of Five conferences and even those smaller schools in those Power Five conferences, that's what you have to do. You know, you have to play sound football and not overestimate your opponent, not make the game bigger than what it is.
Without a doubt. And I think, obviously, the atmosphere is going to be fantastic down in New Orleans. Obviously, the Superdome is a special place. Looking forward to get both of those fan bases, two passionate fan bases. And, look, if there's a city that likes to go to New Orleans more than Lafayette, I want to know about it, man, because, look, I can tell you, Acadiana likes to show up and show out in the Big Easy. Obviously, the Cajuns, for a while, were making the New Orleans Bowl home. So, excited for that one on August 31st. Now, look, you said the pulse. Is the pulse there of the Houdat Nation in Mississippi for Saints or what, dude?
Dude, I'll say this. You know this. I'm a Cowboys fan. And when I was at Nichols, I got berated and berated. And I thought, hey, when I go to Mississippi, it'll be better. No, sir. They are just as passionate. They are fired up about the Saints. And especially with the things that have happened the past 2 years in the playoffs, they are – Houdat Nation is alive and well, and I have gotten so much trash talk about the upcoming Week 4 matchup.
So my question for you is to wrap things up with, are you hearing me, by the way?
Yes, I am.
Okay, good, good, good.
No, you're good. I am driving in pouring rain. I'm actually driving to my radio station right now, so we're good.
What'd
you say the spread was?
23.
23, yeah. Yeah, they can cover. That's it.
You gotta be sure you can sell when you're throwing those words out. No, I'm kidding, man. Look,
I
trust you, man. I'm good. By the way, I'm proud of you, man. Come on.
Hey, I appreciate it.
Good, man.
I went from a lowly long snapper to having my own show. I'm just trying to be Gerald Grunig in the future. Understand. Yes, sir. Thanks. Anytime.
Of course, brother West Barnett, ladies and gentlemen, the former Nickel State Colonel joining us on 103.7 The Game. Now, we don't.
I'm Gerald Grunig. Stick around.
Are the chickens ready for their audition to be the new spokefowl for the lottery's winner, winner, chicken, dinner, instant scratch-off?
You bet.
Okay, lottery chicken audition. Take one and go.
So, I'm supposed to talk into this? Can someone tell me what my motivation is here?
Next.
Stella! How was that? Stella!
Play Winner, Winner, Chicken Dinner from the lottery. Win up to $100,000. Scratch the back for even more chances to win. Must be at least 21 to purchase.
Next.
Once more, unto the preach, dear friends.
Here's three pieces of advice to live by. Never play cards with a guy whose last name is Estate. Don't spit into the wind. And always get your sports talk from the Jordy Hultberg Show on Acadiana Sports Station, 103.7 The Game.
They are trying to find me. What is going on, Acadiana? Thanks so much for sticking with 103.7 The Game and 103.7thegame.com. I'm Gerald Grunick from KLFY News 10. Man, oh man, we've had a saucy show throughout the course of this hour and 20 minutes. You heard me? Look, man, we had Devin Snow on, of course, Holt DeMayo. We've been talking a wide variety. Obviously, we got our SEC talk. It was good to talk a little UL football, man. Super excited for the second year of the Billy Napier era. Billy Ball to get rolling throughout. What's up, Clint D? I see you got the mic. What's up, bro?
Remember the time you called him Billy Napier?
That is Napier, dude. Around here, man. You know, like, that's the same reason why people call me Gerald Grunet. Look, dude,
people really do that?
Sometimes, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
How?
Or like when they read my name without associating me with my name, they'll say like Gerald Grunet, and then I go, I'll stand up, or you know, if somebody's calling my name, they're like, oh, Gerald Grunick. Hey, Gerald, you know, like this morning I was in Sunset, come see 93, baby, and we went to John Neese's, and my first time popping in over there. And
wait, really?
Yeah, I'd never been.
And you've been here how long?
5 years.
5 years.
I'm in my sixth year. I'd never been, so I popped in for the first time because we drove by it, and I thought about it. I was like, dude, let's go. So what did we do? We did boudin balls, we did crawfish pie, and then I had some peanut butter M&Ms, and John had some potato wedges.
Considering the fact that you host like a show about Acadiana Eats, and you've never been to John East's, it boggles the mind.
I know. Look, and I saw their twice stuffed baked potatoes. Everything looked fantastic, but you know, I was at this point in life where I was trying to figure out. Clint.
At this point in life. I love how you're putting this.
I taped the music segment right this morning with Wayne Singleton as we're getting ready for the Creole Renaissance Festival on August 31st. Wayne Singleton, part of that lineup.
Are you a part of this?
Of course, baby.
Yes.
Come on, man. The boss himself, Keith Frank, invited Gerald Grunig and Gentile Zydeco to be playing. Super excited to be at the Creole Connection, the Creole Center of the Universe, baby. I'm thinking of that Dustin Cravens promo that's been running on our sister station here. Clint, so I was stopped. John Easy's got the boudin balls. Yep. We got the crawfish pies. We got the good stuff. And then I was trying to figure out, like, all right, go home. I got to edit, right? I got to do some stuff. Yep. And then do I go cut the grass before I do the Jordy Hultberg show? Or do I take the nap, do the Jordy Hultberg show from 2 to 4, and then go home and cut grass after cooking dinner? Like, do I cook grass from 6 to 8? Do I play pickleball? It's like wiffle
tennis.
Wait,
did you just say cook grass?
Cut grass.
There we go.
Yeah.
I'm about to look back at the tape.
I may have, maybe so.
Interesting phrasing there.
Maybe
Gerald.
So.
I mean, we know you like reggae, but this is a conversation for another day.
Hey, Clint, come on, man. Speaking of which, dude, I guess the whole medical marijuana thing is taking I saw some offices. We ran a story this morning. There's been overwhelming What's the word I'm looking for? Yeah, I think, you know, obviously there's a lot of people that are interested. Anyway, Clint, why'd you bring that up? Come on, dude. Now you're going to get me in trouble. I don't want to talk about stuff. I want to talk sports.
Yeah, let's get back to that.
And if I'm going to cook dinner before I cut grass, okay? The important things in life, right? So your boy's got like almost a half acre now at the house. And Clint, I got a corner lot and it's all grass, bro. And big ditches.
Oh, boy.
Big ditches. So I'm trying to figure out the best way of doing that. If anybody's got any tips for me, the Arco Equipment Hotline, 337-706-0111. It's open. Let me know. So anyway, that's how my day unfolded. Went to John East's, did some editing, got to take my nap. I'm here. Going to cook dinner for the missus. We are not cooking grass. And then we will probably cut some
grass. I'm seriously wanting to hear
so that way I can wind back down before Delcom tomorrow morning and tomorrow night, because KLFY News 10 is on the road. First and 10. Are you kidding me? High school football. Are you getting ready for high school football? I mean,
yeah. I mean, I'm not as hyped as you used to be back in the gap whenever you used to do those promos.
Well, hey, can I tell you something? I think I'm going to be doing a couple of shows this year.
Oh, really?
Yeah, baby. To the crib. Let's go. Yeah, man.
Oh, man.
Yes. Yes.
But you're not going to be part of the promos.
Well, I don't even know if they've cut a promo yet.
I know they've got a whole kind of new team and whatnot.
Yeah, Madeline and George do a great job. Don't get me wrong, but you know, when your boy's on first and ten, it's so funny. I had a guy come up to me, my man Nick, lives in the neighborhood, plays football at Karen Crow High School, baby. Hey, nothing but today, fruity. Karen Crow High, gonna kick your booty, booty. Anyway, Nick came up and he's like, dude, man, I wish you still did first and ten, bruh. And it's like an angel came down and said, Gerald, if they ask you to do it, you need to agree. So,
oh, yeah, of course.
So I think I'm going to do a couple. I think there's a few that they're going to get me involved in, and I'm super happy to be a part of it. So high school football is going to be extremely exciting. Are you helping out Friday Night Football-wise? What's your role
like
this
said,
year?
I'm up in this piece, just like basically kind of the wrangler of it all, basically. Because like we've got one, two, three. We got five different games that we broadcast on our family of stations. And trust me, we got a lot of ground to cover. We'll have STM here, of course, on 103.7 The Game. 106.3 is going to be getting you in the know what's going on in Vermilion Parish. And then we got the Southside Sharks. Their inaugural season will be on Mustang 107.1. The Lafayette High Mighty Lions is going to be on the Rewind 97.7 FM. And then Z105, now you're talking about Karen Crow High. That's where they're going to be at, baby.
That's it, bro. Who does the Karen Crow games? Is it wasn't Ben doing them?
Ben and Blaine. Yeah, okay. Oh, he's been doing that, man.
Right.
Chet used to do them back in the gap, too.
Right. Yeah, no doubt.
That's a whole different story.
So here's my question for it. Yeah, did you hear the name of Wes's show, by the way? The Locker Room?
The Locker Room, yeah.
WPMO, The Locker Room? I know. Let's,
10 things 103.7 The Game wants you to forget about them.
that is a throwback for sure, man. And look, I know we were talking about college football. We've been talking about the LSU Tigers throughout the course of the day. The 2019 football season is upon us, and 103.7 The Game wants to send you and a friend on a Tiger road trip to see LSU take on the Texas Longhorns. Have you been to Austin?
I have not, but you're talking about this giveaway. You better hurry up and get in on this.
I know. Let's see it, man. Of course, to Austin, Texas on September 7th, the winner will receive will receive round-trip airfare from Baton Rouge to Austin, hotel, airport transfers, two nights at the Driscoll Hotel. That's the team hotel. Game tickets, transfers to Texas Stadium, and a Friday night party. The Tiger Road Trip brought to you by J.P. Thibodeau and Jim Dumigan Sports Trips,
Jim
baby.
Dumigan.
Yeah, I said Dumigan?
Dunnigan, that's what it is.
Dunnigan.
Yeah, two N's.
Okay, not an M.
Yeah.
Well, there's an M on here.
Well, I mean, either that or it's two N's look like an M.
There you go. We'll go with that. We have a cursive, two cursive N's made that. So, Jim Dunnigan Sports Trip. Sorry, Jim. And 103.7 The Game. We're going to take a quick break. When we get back, Bad Chad Broussard, baby. We're going to talk the local boxing scene right here on All Things Sports. Gerald Grunick from KLFY News 10 filling in for Jordy Holtberg on 103.7 The Game and 103.7thegame.com.
The Blonde Bomber is back. And better than ever, as you're locked into the Jordy Holtberg Show on 103.7 The Game, 103.7thegame.com, and on the free mobile app.
Oh, yeah, baby. Let's go get them. Come on, man. I ain't mad about some second line. You heard me. Look, bro, let's go, man. Super excited to be filling in today for Jordy Holtberg on 103.7 The Game and 103.7thegame.com. Gerald Grunig from KLFY News 10 bringing in the one and only now as we've been talking football all afternoon. Time to talk one of the grittiest, and we talked some UFC. I forgot about that. Let's talk about one of the originators, one of often duplicated, but often imitated, but never duplicated, the one and only Bad Chad Broussard, man. Chad Broussard, what's up, bro? I already know you've been talking smack to Clint D as soon as he pulled you up on the phone, man. What's up, bro? Arco Equipment Hotline, man. What's up?
Absolutely. I have to talk a little bit of noise. I mean, I can't just be very subtle and sit back. I'm going to be bold.
Hey, look, Chad, man, let me take this opportunity to thank you for giving it all you got all the time, man, for keeping boxing alive in this community, man. I know it's a sport that's very important to a lot of people here, and I know putting on boxing events is not an easy gig, man. So I want to say thank you and really appreciate everything you do, man, because it's some work, huh, bro?
No one in their right mind would do what I do for as little as there is sometimes, and sometimes there ain't nothing. I got to, like, borrow some money to go pay it off. It's hard, and, you know, this is what I don't want to let go of, because I know for a fact 9 out of every 10 of my fights that I have are better than TV quality. You know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, it took me years to get to this point, to get where I can match, like, really good fights. And this weekend, this Saturday, August 17th, it will be no exception. I think this is going to be an absolute spectacle to see. I have 7 fights on the card, 36 scheduled rounds. And listen, people are in tough, very tough. I'm sounding arrogant. The first fight of the night, I always like to really pack a punch. I like to really put on a good fight. The first and the second fight of the night may be the two main events.
Lord.
Then we have Mason Minard on the card. Mason will be stepping up 2 weight classes to fight a kid 5'10.5"
or
5'5.5". And Travis Hartman has been in the ring, name it, he's been in the ring with him, 147, 154, 160 pounds. He just fights all over. It's going to be very interesting, to say the least. And we got Jonathan Gidry on the card fighting for his first ever title. He's in a 8-round title fight.
Wow.
He's fighting a guy from Kentucky, Corey Phelps. Corey is trained and has sparred with one of my best childhood friends from boxing, Adolfo Washington from Chatham, Louisiana, who went on to be a 2-time world champion. I think this card is just going to blow the whole building off.
Look, and I know, Chad, one of the big things, right, things get rolling at 7:30, doors open at what, 6:30? August roaring, baby, at Evangeline Downs, man. Look, why has it been such a passion for you? I know, obviously, Chad, you've had an awesome boxing career. I know you still throw your hands up every time you see me at Red Laurel's, baby, but I know you don't want none of this. Look, dude, this has been such a passion project for you, man. What keeps you rolling with it, man? Because you know what it can be, because you've seen what it can be, right?
Yeah, you know what? I'm like, always, you know, thinking, like, I think, like, you know, probably one of the best cards I've ever done in my life was at the Hilton, and there was no big names on the card. After everything was paid for, I left there with a profit of $176. That's 6 weeks of work for $176.
But there's a reason why you do that, though, right? Because of how much you love this sport and how important the sport is.
Dude, I mean, you know, like they say, we bleed for this. I bleed for this. I love it. I love being in the gym. I love working with people. But the best attribute of all of it all together is when I do a fight, I get to meet a whole bunch of new people. That is like my biggest thing in life is meeting new people. I love to meet new people. I mean, I was 18 years old. I'm in Heathrow Airport in London, and I'm like shaking hands with people, walking up and talking to people. I was with a guy. He's like, Chad, why don't you sit down? I said, well, dude, I'm just like talking to people. We ain't got nowhere to go. I mean,
right,
I just love
right.
people. You
right.
know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, no doubt.
But it's going to be sweet this weekend.
Yeah, look, let's get back to that, man. So Mason Menard, man, I know obviously the local the Mason's had so many primetime fights. I know obviously, look, that's one people have been excited about. I've been keeping up with it on social media. If you haven't been to a fight at the Downs, man, I know my first ever boxing experience was at Evangeline Downs 5 years ago, covering a bad Chad Broussard fight at Evangeline Downs, man. I had a blast. Me and Jeff Horchek actually went, and that's where we actually met New Orleans Saints star, recoverer of the onside kick, the ambush onside kick, Chris Reese. Chris was there in the crowd, so you never know who you're going to see at those fights. And, man, it's something for those that have never been to a boxing match, because I know they're out there, Chad. Isn't it? It's a cool thing to go to.
Hey, man, listen, Roy Jones Jr. has been there. Henry Tillman has been there. Oh, man, he's a heavyweight right now. I can't think of his name. I mean, a ton of people have fought at Evangeline now. The hype, the excitement, like I'm kind of like I'm a 50-year-old adrenaline junkie. You know what I mean? I mean, I just love
Absolutely.
The hype. I like when I'm put in the pressure cook and I can't get it done, but I find a way to make it and I get it done. Oh, man, this is like life or death work. And
well, Chad, oh no, grinding away. I get it, man. Hey, where can people get their tickets? And what's the night looking like in regards to that? Table, seats, let them know, man.
Listen, I have two VIP table seats left. If anybody wants to buy them, I will cut $100 off of it, and I'll sell it to you for $700. It seats 8 people. You can get tickets online at boxincar.com. You can get tickets there. You can get tickets at Planet Nutrition on Johnson Street. You can get tickets at Cajun Fitness in Rain. You can get tickets at Cajun Fitness in Opelousas. Most all of the fighters have tickets, too. You can just contact them.
There you go, man. Bad Chad Broussard, baby. We'll see you this Saturday night at Evangeline Downs, baby. August roaring, right?
Correct.
That's it, baby. Look, man.
The tickets are $25 in advance, but they will be $30 at the door, so get your tickets early. It's simple online, real simple.
That's it, bro. Bad Chad, baby. I appreciate you, man. Look, man, I don't want you running up on me at the gym next time, all right, bro?
Okay, I won't run up on you anymore.
All right, you're the man, bro. I appreciate you. Look forward to seeing you on Saturday, man. I'm going to holler at you. We'll make it happen.
All right, thank you, brother, and I hope you look forward to seeing everyone there.
Yes, sir. That's Bad Chad Broussard, baby. The man, the myth, the legend, man. Pound for pound, one of the best around. How am I doing with my boxing slogans? I'm doing all right, man. Look, dude, I didn't realize today would turn into the passion show, man. We've just had so many dudes just grinding, man, to make it happen, baby. To be different. To bring something different to whatever their alley is, man. For real. I've had so much fun on today's show, dude. Some characters too, yeah. Devin, Wes, Chad, man. Oh, my goodness. You get the four of us in person in here one day, bro, that's going to be it, man. Look, it's an Acadiana Eats Thursday, Clint D. Clint, have you been to a local boxing match yet?
Not a local boxing match, at least on this scale, but I wound up going to that World Boxing Super Series that was going on during festival weekend.
How was that?
That was insanely fun. It was more of a media perspective for me, but yeah. Man, dude, it was just wild.
Isn't boxing crazy?
Oh,
dude, it's insane to sit there and be there, man.
Like, and especially because, like, we were pretty close where
yeah.
we were set. Like, if you set up in the in the stands, you get a little bit better view. But, man, just being right there, like, whenever it was the main event was my local guy, Regis Progre, and he just waylaid this dude in the first round. It's like, bro. Well, there was one. It was before that, the co-main event. It was Nonito Donaire, and this dude just straight up clocked your boy. And it was like Debo and Friday kind of punched, knocked him out, and he did not get up for about like a solid like 2-3 minutes.
Clint D. Boxing, it's rough.
We thought we had to get the body bag out.
It's rough, man, for sure, dude. But I tell you what, man, it's always fun to see Bad Chad, and I think one of the biggest things where I always like to talk to Chad in person and keep up with him, man, is because, you know, boxing means so much when you think about the communities that boxing serves, right? And what it can do for young adults that, you know, are trying to make some changes. I think it is truly, truly one of those sports, man, that can change people's lives. So I'm super, super excited for August Roaring this Saturday night at Evangeline Downs, man. Boxing Car Promotions, Bad Chad Broussard doing his thing, man. Of course, we've got a couple minutes left. I say a couple minutes left on the Jordy Hultberg Show. We got about 15 minutes left till 4 o'clock. Then Ben Love, baby, the Thursday afternoon gig is always a good one. At the Tap Room, baby. I think that may have been the last time I've been on air. It was right before Horchak left. We had all won our Best Morning Show and Best Sports Show awards, man. Come on,
that sounds
dude.
About right. Wait.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I think you filled in. It was you, Gerald, and Jeff, just like you, Gerald.
Me,
you, Jeff, and Ben. There we go.
Right. Ben was there, but we had just won our LAB award.
Yeah, and he had won his as well.
We had just won Best Morning Show because, you know, your boy works on PopSpot too. And then, of course, Ben had won his for Best Sports Show, right? Didn't he win Best Sports Show?
Undisputed, baby.
That's it, baby. That's what I'm talking about, man. We can't be touched here with the dynamic duo between Caleb Fine News 10 and 103.7 The Game, baby.
The most ambitious crossover
like,
of all time.
Like Roy Jones Jr., baby. You heard it, baby. Let's go. I'm Gerald Grunig. Much more coming up in a few minutes on the Jordy Hultberg Show, baby. 2 to 4 p.m. Much more coming up on 103.7 The Game and 103.7thegame.com.
All the best guests join the Jordy Hultberg Show. If you missed an interview, you can check it out on demand at 103.7thegame.com. Now, back to the show.
Can you believe that school is back in session, that summer has come and gone, and most importantly, football fandemonium is upon us? Are you a diehard college football fan? We've got you covered for college football in South Louisiana. It's football fandemonium. We're giving you a chance to win your choice of season tickets to the UL Raging Cajuns or the LSU Tigers in our Rewards Club. That's a set of season tickets for the Cajuns or a set of tickets for the Tigers. We're giving them both away. So you choose your team, gather your points, and enter to win. 103.7 The Game and 103.7thegame.com. Baby, let's go, man. Look, let me tell you something, man. We've had a unique experience so far in the show. And I got to know, these fantasy football draft dates, Clint D., you got to fill me in, man, because the ARCO Equipment Hotline is open at 337-706-0111. If you guys want to talk any food, music, sports, whatever it is, with me, Gerald Grunig, filling in for Jordy Hultberg. If you didn't know, you can follow me on Facebook at KLFY Gerald Grunig, on Twitter at Gerald Grunig, on Instagram at Gerald Grunig TV. Baby, we keep it. We don't stop it. Keep it rocking like my boy Horace Trahan, the pride of Austin, baby. He's in Minnesota right now. He signed the big board here at 103.7 The Game.
Yep. Clint D,
tell me, man, the fantasy football draft dates at Twin Peaks, dude. There was one. Is that yesterday?
Yeah,
mine was
last night, actually.
And how was it?
Dude, it was awesome, man. Wow, yeah. I'm having a lot of fun kind of getting it going, man. I'm starting a little bit later because some people wound up just getting there a little after 7, and we were waiting.
Right.
We were waiting on one more guy, and then that other guy just didn't show up. So we said, "You know what? Forget that. He's gonna get all drafted, pal."
There you go. Y'all had a couple guys show up and get it done with y'all.
Like I said, we had 12 teams and 11 out of 12. So like, if it was an odd number, if it was even number,
How does that work? They just show up?
Yeah, we did it live, brother.
Cool, man. So you had 11 guys want to do it with Clint
yeah.
D?
Yeah. Phrasing, Gerald. Phrasing.
What's up? What you mean? Phrasing. What do you mean?
The way you said that 11 people want to play fantasy football with CD, of course they want to.
Yeah.
But the way you said it was a little bit
dude,
it's like just a cooking grass.
So here's the deal. If you just roll with it, You give no chance. Stop being a producer and just flow with me, all right? So I'm seeing.
I'm having fun with you.
I'm seeing RP3 and Company is taking place on the 21st,
yeah.
Right? You got Bumper to Bumper Sports with Ben Love on the 28th.
That one's full up.
Yeah, is that so? The full is what? What? How many?
12.
Makes a full? 12 is it?
Like, well, for what it's worth, like I think 10 is where we're setting it. Like the.
Yeah.
But of course, like I said, if you can get 12, get the 12.
And then Jordy's on the 4th.
Yeah, Jordy's
4th.
Like right before the start of the NFL season.
Yeah,
so still plenty
right.
of time. If
right.
you want to get in on Jordy's League, still plenty of spots available in that. And, hey, if you want to get in, you call us up on the ARCO Equipment Highline, of course, while we were on the air. I think that was one thing that wasn't necessarily discussed as much when it comes to the promo that's been running was.
Yeah, let's talk about
it. While we're on the air.
Inform me.
Because it mentioned you called the ARCO Equipment Highline, 337.
Time out, Clint D, I love you, but let me just right. read the promo, right, that I have here, and right. then we can clarify and we can tell the story, right? 1037 The Game, we'll be holding live fantasy football draft parties at Twin Peaks on Johnston Street, and you're invited to join one of our four leagues, now three. Enjoy party perks, food, drink specials, and door prizes. Join Ben Love, 4 p.m., for a live edition of Bumper to Bumper Sports before each of our draft parties with big screen TVs all around, the coldest beer in the city, great food, Twin Peaks, the ultimate place to hold your fantasy football draft. Of course, you had yours, Clint D, on 8:14. Now we have these three coming up. So what needs to be clarified for these people that do want to come do the draft?
Like I said, sometimes this was a true story over the weekend before Under the Dome. By the way, every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. to noon, that's where you get a little bit of a different side of the world of sports. But I had somebody call in while nobody's in the studio. Nobody's inside the 237 Roof Studios at like 8 o'clock in the morning. I'm sorry. But what I'm saying is, like, the promo just says call the ARCO Equipment Hotline. Call the ARCO Equipment Hotline.
Right.
And that's fine. Like, you can call the ARCO Equipment Hotline, but there should have been like, oh, hey, you know, if we're on the air, obviously, between 6 and 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. and 7 p.m. Because, I mean, I'll be here a little bit after Ben's show wraps up. But still,
right.
like, whenever you know somebody is actually going to be here and push that button to make sure you know what's good from that perspective.
Right, no doubt. Well, cool, man. By the way, we're at the 237 Roof Studios presented by Lafayette Roofing.
Yes, indeed.
So, draft-wise, what was the approach, man? Because fantasy football is not something I necessarily get into. So, it's not that I'm opposed to it. I just find this bliss on Sundays of just kind of unplugging. I used to, when I was in sports, you know, I'd tweet during the games and stuff
like
that.
Yeah, you never stop with that.
Now I'm just in the zone of maybe I want to take a third quarter nap and I don't want to pay attention to who's injured. You know, maybe like
it's a halftime nap.
Yeah, you know, like what? Maybe that's what I want to do. Like, don't judge me, and I don't want to have you know hundreds of dollars or thousands of dollars riding on it. Obviously, these are not for cash. These fantasy leagues.
Oh no,
these are
absolutely positively free. I believe there is a prize up for grabs. I'm not 100% what it is at this moment, but I'm sure RP3 could give me the dealio on what's going on with that.
But, yes, correct. But what I'm saying is that pressure of fantasy football, I don't handle it well. So what was your approach in your draft last night, man?
The approach last night was largely just waiting to see what was going to happen with the first three picks. Because, of course, like you can look all day and all night at what's going on with the mock drafts and whatnot, how they go Saquon Barkley, number one. That's where it went. Then you see what happens from everybody else, what everybody else is doing, at least from my perspective, because I've already got an idea just to kind of try and top that. Thankfully, the number two pick was Pat Mahomes. Missed out on a golden opportunity to pick up your boy AK-41, Alvin Kamara.
You skipped AK-41?
No, I got AK-41. The guy before me got Pat Mahomes.
So that's when I used to play fantasy football, I used to always pull the trigger with the quarterbacks first. I know a lot of running backs is always an approach for a lot of people. Don't get me wrong.
Well, it's a PPR league.
Right.
Brother, I mean, it's like I said, I was talking with the people of the league. It's like people are asking if it was PPR league.
People in the NFL or the people in your league?
People in my league.
Oh, okay.
Like,
I was talking about people in the league, like your inside NFL sources.
Real talk. If you're not playing PPR, this is just me talking right now. This isn't part of any gimmicks. If you're playing a PPR, that's the only way you can play fantasy football. If you're not doing the PPR, you're doing it wrong, and you're playing in a communist league.
Whoa.
It's an absolute mess.
Whoa. Look.
Like, I'm serious. Like, PPR makes fantasy football so much better.
Why, though?
Because it winds up helping you. Because you don't have to rely as much. You wind up working with a situation like I'm working with here, Gerald. I have, in my team for my fantasy league, Alvin Kamara, Jared Cook, Drew Brees, and Ted Ginn Jr., and Will Lutz. So hypothetically, I could wind up.
You drafted like a homer, bro.
I never do that. I never do that. It's just the opportunity arose to do that.
All right. Right.
And I said, I'm going for it. And it was absolutely fantastic because I was just sitting there like, it's a homer pick. Yes, it is. But here's the thing. Y'all passed up on Alvin Kamara in the first two picks. Y'all, I kind of had to.
Right.
I'm not going to pick Antonio Brown and his nasty foot.
Well, it's kind of, oh, dude, look.
It's the worst.
What a saga, man. Have you been watching Hard Knocks, by the way?
I have not, but I need to catch up.
Yeah, no, it's been good.
I just know about the foot, and I'm like, I'm kind of not wanting to watch it now.
Well, you know, the helmet, the foot, it's been a big saga. John Gruden has been hilarious in Hard Knocks, by the way. It's been fantastic.
Frank Caliendo actually went to Raiders practice and did the Gruden impression.
Guy Fieri was there. Guy Fieri showed up. Dude, Clint. I'll be interested. We got a phone call earlier, right? As the closing time, isn't that what's on right now?
Yeah, yeah. Closing up shop.
We might be giving some love here a little bit later, man. We got a phone call. We might be getting a pair of donated Delcom Reeboks.
Yes, this is literally like we've come full circle, Gerald. To start off the show, you were talking about how you're going to be at Delcom tomorrow. I brought up the Delcom Reeboks, and I did it largely jokingly. And then you wound up just.
Ranting,
ranting about the fact that you left him in the dock.
Just discussing.
You left him under the dock of the bay, and I'm like, okay. And then some guy calls in and says, hey, I've got Delcom Reeboks ready for you.
Clint,
like,
you're talking about
amazing.
Me, man, a loyal, awesome listener.
Yes.
Man, right?
Everyday listener, bro.
There we go, baby. So, yeah, we'll see, man. If I got some fresh Delcom Reeboks on Pospa 2 tomorrow or even tomorrow evening, they'll be donated, and we'll give you all the details. Anyway, I'm Gerald Grinnick from KLFY News 10. We've had a blast on the Jordy Hultberg Show. Much more coming up with Ben Love live at the Tap Room, 103.7 The Game, 103.7thegame.com.